Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Into the 4 o'clock hour, Chris versus the fans following shortly. But first, we need to finish the Big Five.
Yes, the number one story.
Number one
is all about Cal Raleigh's 60th home run last night that he hit. And this is a big time baseball for memorabilia collectors, for Mariners team history, all of that stuff. But the adult who caught the ball, or who got the ball, I didn't actually see the acquirement of the ball. Is that a word, Chris? Acquirement?
Acquirement?
That's not a word.
Okay. Well, it is now. The adult, with everybody in the stands telling him to keep the ball, gave it to a young Mariners fan. And the young Mariners fan is now getting in negotiations or something with the
season. You think this is great?
Here's the great part. People are saying he's an American hero now. Because instead of keeping the ball that's going to make him money, probably get him some tickets, he spread the love of the game to a young man, gave him the baseball, instead of trying to keep it for monetary gain.
How about the first person on earth who catches one of these balls that doesn't belong to them in any way, shape, or form? They were lucky to be sitting there, and just give it to the guy whose ball it hit it. Why do you have to become a millionaire because you caught a home run ball?
My goodness.
This is
feeling some type of way about this.
If I ever catch somebody's home run ball that means something, I'm going to walk right down. I'm going to give it to them. If they say, "Do you want something?" I'm going to go, "What for?" I don't get the whole I don't get it.
Wait, time out.
You're missing the point of my story.
Hold up, real quick.
No,
I'm not saying you're going to ask for anything.
I don't want to hold out for $1,000. I don't want to hold out for... I don't.
I think it would change when you had that power in your hand.
What power?
And they're we're going to give you season tickets to the Padres for the next season. You're going to be
Can I sit with Livy Dunn?
No, that was with the Pirates.
With the Pirates, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and she's really sweaty anyway. So.
Anyway, I just
you don't stop it, Scraby.
I don't find grabbing somebody's home run ball to be a monetary explosion.
Okay, the story
that this guy gave it to a kid, and now
which we never see.
And now some kid who's 8 years old is learning the value of getting somebody's ball and negotiating for some college payday.
Let's just hope this kid's getting a couple pictures with Cal Raleigh.
Please.
He's got a jersey now from Cal Raleigh.
This kid already hired two lawyers and a couple of negotiators to sit down with the Raleigh family and organize something. That's what he's going to learn.
Wow, the kid hired the, I can't even think of a lawyer.
Don't let this kid get a bunch of money for this ball and then end up doing something down the line. Everybody be calling him a Nepo baby or the the ball caught baby. He doesn't deserve that. He caught a ball. That's how he got his money.
He didn't even catch one. The guy gave it to him.
By the way, the story was about the goodwill of the man who gave the kid the ball.
I'll give you this. Good on him. We saw an incident with Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah,
Miami.
Philly Karen. And this guy's getting no press, but Philly Karen gets all the press.
Time out, though. Giving a ball to a kid... I don't know that you should be called an American
hero. Are you the first person in the history to do it? Because I caught a foul ball at the Padre game this year. Leaned down and gave it to somebody.
You should be kind of giving the ball to the kid in the first place. That's what this whole point of this is.
I told you if I catch a foul ball, I'm never giving it to a kid because I haven't caught a foul ball. So
yeah, you know, I can't respect that, but you know, nonetheless, that's how you feel.
I did not expect it to go in this thing. Chris is saying the 8-year-old has a negotiator now.
He said he's in negotiations.
You're going to read the story 2 months from now that they're still going back and forth.
There's an arbitration hearing.
Cal Raleigh, yeah. They've taken it to a United States magistrate to decide. The 8-year-old's on one table, and Cal Raleigh's representatives are at the other table. It's gotten out of hand.
It has.
I did not expect for it to go down this way. Not at all. So there you go. That's number one. Now we got some.
He's an American hero.
You did say that.
I thought
gave the ball to
I still believe he is because
does that.
In the world that we live in, where everybody is so selfish about everything.
Me. Yeah, no, you're right.
He gave it up for nothing. He didn't even want anything. He just said, here you go, kid.
He gets a point for doing that. But he can't be an American hero because he gave a kid a ball. He's kind of supposed. He should do that. We have lowered the bar quite low.
We have lowered the bar. It's can't disagree
with I mean,
that.
To me, giving a kid a ball is almost like opening a door for a lady. That's about the
same
amount
that.
Of...
They say chivalry is dead now.
Yeah, well,
I open doors for people all the time, men and women.
But you won't give any kid a ball.
Heck no.
Yeah.
Savage. All right, let's play some program.
Someone called me a closet Karen. I'm definitely not.
Who said that?
Jose.
Jose, I think you might be onto something, man.
I'm not a closet Karen.
You kind of are a closet Karen.
How am I a Karen for celebrating a guy who did the right thing?
I'm sure Jose listens to the show quite often.
He does.
He probably is not talking about
and
this
and he knows
specific...
it probably bothered me, so that's why he said it. All right.
Let's go to some Chris versus Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we are playing for today a chance to be qualified for the grand prize, a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on January 30th, a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, a Vibe VIP package, and a $100 gas card. The Eagles have added 2026 shows to the band's residency at Sphere in Las Vegas on Friday, January 23rd, the 24th, 30th, and 31st. The residency now features a total of 48 shows through Saturday, January 31st, 2026. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, that was a good one, guys. Let us know, and you'll get that first question for free. I just realized I pulled a clip of Ben Higgins saying... Playa! Because they were doing Take on Woods, and someone said they were a first-time player, so Ben said it, and I forgot it at my home computer. We will play that one day.
I gotta hear that.
So, all right. Let's go to our first contestant. Let's see here. Chris, give me 1 through 6.
Four.
Four. Kevin in Oceanside. Hello, Kevin.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's been a while.
It has, Kevin. All right. Yep. Let's go to our first question. Can't ask some of these joints.
Why?
The second one?
Oh. Okay, yeah, you're right.
What Padre pitcher is likely to start game one of the wild card series?
Pavetta.
Correct.
Correct.
We move to question number two.
Who would have predicted that, January? Nick Pavetta starting your game one of the wild card.
I don't think anybody.
Dylan Cease not probably on the roster, as we discussed earlier, also for another, the first round.
Yeah.
What NL pitcher won the Cy Young Award 4 years in a row from 99 to 02?
Oh, good God. That's
going to
be a number three question.
Oh, Kevin calling out the question.
I'm going to pass.
Oh, okay.
Gonna hand it off to Mr. Ello.
I don't know. I got a feeling he knows
I
this.
Think this is gonna this. Be Randy Johnson time.
The
Sorry
unit.
About that.
Sorry, Kevin.
The unit won in 99, 2000.
Did you ever face him or were you in the same?
Thank God, no.
But your dad did many times, and we see some of his great matchups. But I know your dad said it was unfair because it was like he stepped toward home plate, dropped the ball into the catcher's glove. He was so close to you.
Not only that, it was from behind you as a left-handed hitter. So you had to just pray that it came from behind you if you could see it.
You could do it.
That is crazy.
Not fun.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We'll go to Neil. Hello, Neil.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Here we go. Question number one. What team are the Padres playing in the wild card series?
That'd be the Cubs.
That would be the Cubs.
MLB let us know.
They did.
Venue still to be determined.
Question number two. Our good friend Sam Darnold has played for five teams in his career. The Seahawks are just one. Give me three of the other four.
The Vikings, the Panthers, and the Jets.
Wow.
Nice work,
you
Neil.
Even pulled the one I didn't think anyone would remember, which is the Panthers.
J-E-T-S.
The one you left out was?
The 49ers.
No, that's only reserved for the Raiders, buddy.
Sorry. The Bang Bang Niner Gangs.
There you go.
Yeah, nice job, though, on that.
Nice job, Neil.
Well done.
Five teams, though, is a lot.
I know. Question number three. Sometimes it takes a little seasoning.
It does.
Shaking a little lemon pepper on there,
or whatever it's called.
Derrick Henry has rushed for the most TDs in the last 5 years. Which player is number two?
Rushing TDs.
Correct.
Rushing TDs. I have an idea, but if I'm wrong, so I want Chris to get it.
Strategy.
Strategy.
I'm going to say Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, he is a large gentleman. He probably could have plugged the hole.
I like that. He didn't even give a real guess.
No.
He didn't want to give you nothing.
Stay there, Neil.
Well, that wrecks it. I was going to go with Chester Allen Arthur.
Oh, I love Chester Arthur. What about James Buchanan?
James Buchanan, the only president not to marry.
Interesting. I did not know that.
All right. Let's see. Second most running back touchdowns behind Derrick Henry. That's a good one.
Buchanan would be judged in today's day.
I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey.
CMC.
He's going with a Bang Bang Niner Gang.
Bang Bang Niner Gang.
Oh, wow. We got a winner.
Stay there, Neil.
Neil, excellent strategy, my friend.
Yes.
The answer.
What's the matter with Christian McCaffrey? Didn't get in the end zone?
Chris took it in a different way.
No, I didn't.
He took it as running backs only.
Yeah. It was not the answer.
Wait, what was the question?
Rushing touchdowns.
Rushing. Oh, Lamar Jackson?
No.
Jalen Hurts is number two.
That's sneaky.
That's why I didn't say running back.
That was good. Sneaky.
Neil, nice job, man. Hang
nice
on the
job,
line.
Nice job, Neil. Good for you.
Mr. Scraby will get you your information. We're going to go to break. And we got one.
I'd almost
segment.
Thought that Jalen Hurts would be first, actually, now that you mention it, because he gets about two or three a week, it seems.
It's crazy. It's a cheating play, so that's why.
Listen to you.
More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All right, Gwen and Chris went up a little earlier show today because of Thursday Night Football. The Seahawks, Cardinals, an NFC West matchup. Two NFC West powerhouse teams.
Back-to-back Thursday Night Football NFC West matchups. Next week is 49ers-Rams.
I'll make a note of that.
Yes, please.
Who cares?
Do. Yeah, no kidding.
I was waiting to see what you guys are going to say with that information.
Bringing up next week because the 49ers
are involved. I was just keeping it
Everything
in the
NFC
West.
Whole world revolves on something to do with the 49ers.
Right.
True. All right, we got our NFL Pick'em segment coming up. A quick reminder, tomorrow, Scraby and I out there at Baja Ricks, right next to the ballpark, right next to the Omni Hotel, if you're wondering what side of the ballpark, but that side, and right across from the Hard Rock Hotel. So we'll be at Baja Ricks, and we're broadcasting live, obviously, from 2 to about 5:30 tomorrow. And they have all kinds of food specials and a special menu. And they got the tequila place or the tequila.
Santa Tequila.
Santa Tequila giving out all kinds of stuff. So come on by. There's so many people who walk by that way anyway when you're coming into the ballpark.
Totally.
So get there a little early and stop in and say hello tomorrow at Baja Ricks down in the gas lamp for tomorrow's. Braden's show will also be broadcasting there. From 10 to 2 before our show.
Rick, our sales guy, was telling me about all the delicious food options that
they have. So much stuff.
And
there.
They
it's
have some
incredible.
New stuff even from last year. So I can't wait.
Baja Ricks is going to challenge my SD fat loss.
Oh, it's going to challenge, yes. Yeah,
they're going to challenge tomorrow. We'll look forward to seeing you there tomorrow. And then obviously game tomorrow night. And then the weekend. And then Tony and everybody will whisk off to Chicago, most likely. Dodgers did clinch the West. They beat Arizona 8-0 today. Reds 2-1 over the Pirates, putting some pressure on the Mets. And in the American League, Detroit leads Cleveland 3-1. All right, let's get to our NFL Pick'em segment before the show gets away from us.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off. Playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks. And then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Gwen and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
All right, basically the first salvo of the season on our Pick'em was fired Monday night because I had the Lions as my upset pick. And by getting that, I've opened up an early lead, 23-13, Tony. So you have a little coming back to do. But I go first this week. My three-point game will be Buffalo over the Saints. Man, seems to be about as 15. Big of a mismatch as you can have in the NFL, doesn't it? It's in Buffalo just to make sure that they win.
Just to make
yeah.
sure.
That.
All right, give me Detroit for my three-point
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, they're home to Cleveland. I like that one. Lions are looking the part once again. We're going a little quicker today because we're up against the end of the show. But it's hard to go quick on these because I always, you know, I can't think. Houston Texans are 0-3, but I think the Tennessee Titans have already packed it in. It's in Houston. I'll take the Texans for 2 points. Tony. I know who you should take because I know you like these guys.
Oh, yeah. Give me the Cheeseheads going into Dallas.
Oh, you did surprise
me. Go ahead and...
Cheeseheads.
Give me Mr. Parsons.
I didn't see that game. It's at the bottom here. I missed it. Cost me. You know, I don't even like Houston that much. Now, I'll take Denver Monday night. No, I won't. I'll take the Chargers.
The Chargers.
At
Go
Giants.
Chargers.
Rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart. Welcome to it. You're up, Tony, for 1 point.
Give me Denver.
You'll take Denver, okay. Now we go to the upset pick. If your team wins straight up, you get the points they're underdog by. I'm first this week, and I've been touting them all year, so it's time for them to prove to me how good they are. At home, Tampa Bay Buccaneers get 3 points against Philadelphia. I'll take the Bucs to win straight up. Tony.
Do, 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 do. Give me Jackson Dart.
Oh,
the New York
taking the gents.
Football the Giants.
Plus seven.
I need these 6 points.
Or six.
Seven.
No, six.
It's
six. Good try.
Six. Dang it. I shouldn't have said anything.
You shouldn't have said anything. I looked it up. All right, 6 points of the Giants win. Scravy, good job. We'll see you out tomorrow at Baja Ricks.
Yes.
Tony will be in the booth. We'll have you talk to you at 2 o'clock.
Word.
Enjoy football. Coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.